North Carolina educators are still calling for better public school funding months after they marched on Raleigh. While the spotlight is often on teacher pay, Liz Schlemmer explains school finance is a lot more complicated.
Have to watch out for the painting.
Schools across the state, like Vance County High north of Raleigh, are scrambling to finish repairs and renovations before students return. But this project, a mural on the cafeteria wall, is different.
So they're busy painting the school in all the new school colors.
That's Jennifer Bennett, the school finance officer in Vance County. The county's consolidating two high schools into one because enrollment's actually declining. And who's working on this mural is different,
too. There's some of the kids in there.
High school art students who made a business plan and wrote their own budget. Bennett found the money for the project in a pot designated for Medicaid. Turns out she could use it for just about anything that benefits her students. She says that's a rare thing in school finance.
So I might have 30 different funding streams that all have their different regulations on how those funds are allowed to be used and spent.
When a school district has money left over in one pot, it can't use it for anything else. Bennett says she wants more flexibility in how she spends her district's money, so her district decides where it goes.
Would you like to see the funding model change?
I would like to see more funding per pupil.
North Carolina ranks 39th among states in per-student funding, and poor districts rely on state funding more than others. Bennett says her challenge is exposing her small-town students to new experiences to prepare them for jobs of the future, using very limited funds. That challenge is the same across the state. Like in Rowan County, another semi-rural district down I-85, Carol Herndon is the CFO of Rowan Salisbury Schools, a job she came to after many years in the private sector.
I grew up in the Food Lion organization, headquartered in Salisbury, North Carolina, and enjoyed a fabulous 23-year career there.
Handling a school district's finances might sound like a piece of cake after managing the multi-billion dollar budget of North Carolina's largest retailer. But Herndon was in for a surprise.
My first reaction, and perhaps the one that has hung with me the longest, is this is way more complicated than it needs to be.
But for Herndon, things are about to get a whole lot less complicated. A new state law singles out her school system and gives it wide flexibility, the same flexibility charter schools get in staffing, curriculum, and finance.
Instead of getting our monies allotted in those 25 or 30 buckets that we have traditionally received money from our state, with rules, if you will, for each bucket, we now get one lump sum allotment from our state with no restrictions.
That's how most districts in the country operate.
That's Marguerite Rosa, professor at Georgetown University, who studies school finance.
So it might feel groundbreaking in North Carolina, but that is how it works in most places around the country.
Lawmakers in Raleigh are looking to change the way the state funds schools, so they're all more like Rowan County. But that could take a leap of faith.
They're nervous about giving districts control over their budgets. And they need to only look to some of these other states to realize that, in general, you know, tremendously bad things don't happen when you give districts flexibility.
What does happen, Rosa says, is that schools spend their money pretty much the same way they did before, but they make little adjustments. And Rosa says that's good because not all districts are the same. Back in Vance County, Jennifer Bennett doesn't have that flexibility. She has to get creative. In the past, she says she's gone so far as to hold a position vacant an extra week to buy a resource, a tool, or an experience her students need.
Just that this kid is 10 this year, and he's not going to be 10 ever again, and he needs to have what every other 10-year-old in this state has access to.
Bennett says the job of a school finance officer is figuring out how to fund the hopes and dreams of her students. She says that's the business of public schools. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.